Whiskey
Tango Mobile. JW, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec, KO4 WTQ.
TQ W4 DJW. Well, good afternoon, morning, what is it? Afternoon, I think. And it's into the afternoon. I thought I looked at my clock earlier. So how you doing? You having a good day?
Yeah, I'm up here visiting my daughter here in Greer. Florida, Brunswick, Georgia.
Well, that's kind of a long ride, huh? What is it, a couple hours?
6 hours to Brunswick, Georgia, and about another 6 hours to the Coral Springs. I've got a sailboat in Brunswick Landing, Georgia.
Where's been lately? Where was your boat during the hurricane?
It's an excellent hurricane hull. The docks float up and down. I lost a boat in Dinner Key, Florida, where the docks are fixed, and the surge current just tears everything up.
There's another boat to it. One's enough, huh?
Losing one's enough.
Radio.
I'm gonna install a FT-991 in my sailboat.
Time mobile.
But there is a 14.3 megahertz 20 meter band that I do.
What's the name of that? They have a hurricane net. Is that the hurricane net?
Sure. It's a maritime mobile net, though.
Hey, Dave. It's WB4ZPH. You guys are thinking of the maritime mobile service net, and you're right. It's 14.300. They run from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
When I was doing HF a lot, running across that frequency and figuring out that's where all the boats are.
They call for maritime mobile stations every day. But just wanted to jump in and say hello to you guys, and I hope you have a good day. This is WB4ZPH, clear.
Well, we appreciate that. And I didn't catch the handle of the guy who's got the boat. This is Dave on this end.
This end.
And I think that was David that gave us the update on the maritime mobile net.
That's what I thought, 14.3. I need to get a permanent antenna, but I got a dipole pulled up on my boat right now.
That makes antennas specifically for sailboats, and I got one. Now, I don't have a sailboat, but I got it because I wanted to tune a random length of wire. And they use it, sailboats use it. They run it up the mast and down the edge of the sail, and they can tune it, you know, so they can make it whatever the length they want it to be, and they can tune it. And that worked really good. That was one of my three major antennas that I used when I was at the peak of my doing HF, making HF contacts.
In-fed antenna, who's it from?
It's a box. You put your coax in one end, and you put a piece of wire out the other end. And then you just run the wire for whatever length you can run it, whatever shape you can run it in. And this one was kind of like an inverted L. But you can run it straight out. You can run it up and down like a sloper, up the mast and down the mast like a sloper. I don't remember the name of the antenna tuner manufacturer, but you can look up random wire tuners for sailboats, and I'm sure you'll find it.
Thank you.
It was really, really good until I got a lightning strike. Lightning strike took it out. That lightning strike took a lot of stuff out.
Well,
it got the tuner. The tuner was in front of the radio, so the tuner was the sacrificial lamb. Led by the tuner. The tuner went to ground, but it went through the tuner to get in the ground.
I think I figured, I figured take out the tuner, but I figured take out the radio because it's active electronics and the tuner's passive.
I took out a bunch of stuff, so I don't know how much current was where on which circuit. And it left a lot of stuff. Like, it took out the washer and dryer, but it left the range and the, it left the other appliance, the refrigerator, the microwave, the range didn't touch them. Took out the garage door opener, that long wire random tuner for sailboats, that was a tuner. And the tuner for another radio that I had, an LDG tuner. That was a really good one, too. I hated to lose that one. But it was just, I don't know. We would start finding things that were, we didn't know that they were all gone. It was as we would start to use them, we would find out they're not working. And then once you accumulate so many that aren't working, and you remember the lightning strike, then you start putting two and two together. Up on that last transmission. You still hearing me?
Can hear you. I was thinking about the lightning strike. I always dread those with when you got a mast that's like in a it's like a great big pole sticking up and all that water around.
Yeah, hard to avoid when you're on a sailboat. You got to keep that mast doesn't fold down, does it?
No. Very few boats have a mast that fold down. There are some, but.
Or else they wouldn't need to build, if they all did that, they wouldn't need to build bridges that raise up and turn sideways.
For WTQ, how far are you from Greer?
For WTQ, W4DJW, I'm mobile in Greer right now. I'm on Wade Hampton, right there where the Benson Chrysler place is, so Belk's, Benson Chrysler, all of that stuff. Going down to AutoZone to get a couple batteries replaced. But I live, if you draw a vertical through Lake Robinson and a horizontal through Lake Cunningham, where they intersect is where I live. It's just about 2 miles northwest of Greer.
Now, well, this repeater works. They have a repeater in Brunswick, Georgia, on top of one of the St. Simon bridges, and it works awesome, too. But down in Coral Spring in Florida, where it's real flat, they don't work very good. It doesn't have much range.
Get spoiled here. We think of it as it should always be there 100% full scale all the time, and it's not. It changes depending on weather conditions, temperature, wind conditions on the mountain. Ours is up 3,500 feet. The antenna is up 3,500 feet on Caesar's Head Mountain. And that makes a big difference. I remember when I drove through Jacksonville, Florida a few times, one of their sayings on their repeater system, because they didn't have mountains near them, so they couldn't do what we do. One of their sayings was, a milliwatt in, a kilowatt out. So they tried to compensate for not having the altitude by having power. And still, when I was less than 10 miles away from Jacksonville, it was gone. You couldn't hear it.
Terrain makes a big difference.
In Jacksonville, they have remote receivers. And the remote receivers, depending on where you are, there is a voting system. So whichever receiver you're stronger into is the receiver that you're using, your receiver transmitter. And it works really good. I mean, it's like you can't tell. You can't tell that it's, you know, switching from one to another. It's just really fast. But still, like you said, flat is flat. VHF is line of sight, and if you're flat, it doesn't take much distance to no longer have line of sight. Well, I am going into the AutoZone. If you're still around when I get back, then I'll pick you back up. Otherwise, have a safe day. Have a good day. Enjoy the beautiful day. W4DJW.
Same to you, 73KO4WTQ.
KB0QBJ, anyone around? Anyone around on the Caesar's Head repeater, KB0KBJ, up in South Dakota? Go ahead, echo it. Stinger, JB0, KBJ4.